Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
To a very special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, J Skills, and Big Jervin. We got a special guest in the house today. It's Justin Tinsley from Anscape, and also from Ridiculous Thoughts About Tupac Being Better Than Biggie. But we're not going to talk about that today.
That's completely off topic.
We're talking about a whole lot of other different things, but I just want to let everybody know, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content, for the watch-alongs, for the Discord, for the extra episodes, the OG episodes, all the Cinephobe special editions, all of it, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where it's at. All right, let's get the show started.
yo, so what the fuck is this shit I'm hearing about Kelly Oubre getting hit by a car, bro? Like, nobody seen the video. The only thing we seen right now, allegedly, is TMZ having access to the hallway ring cam of him coming in. I don't even see it. The bike, the front wheel wasn't wobbly or nothing.
I was like, going to ask, like, do we have a picture of the bike? Have y'all seen the bike?
The bike was, he was able to roll the bike in normal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You have you seen the video, Jay?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw like him walking in the house.
Yeah. Whatever. If you watch it again, just yeah. Like, because I mean, at this point, like we've seen it a million times, right? So I've had every opportunity to be like, oh, let me focus on this time. And it was like the first time I focused on, like, I was like, damn, let me see if Bull's face is scuffed up or right, something.
That's I was
like,
looking
dang.
For.
I was yeah, like, damn, his yeah. face not really, his face don't really look yeah. like it's scuffed up. And then I was like, all right, well, let me check this bike out. Because I was like, first I was like, why is this nigga riding a bike? I was like, oh, then it's like, oh, what kind of bike does he have? And then I'm like, it's a BMX. Yeah. He kind of tall for a BMX bike. And I mean, I ain't really the bike kind of sore, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like me as a 6'1", 6'2", individual.
Right.
I don't really need to be on the BMX joint.
He's 6'7", on a 20-inch frame, though. Like, that's, come on. Your that knees crazy. Is like.
But my whole question was, like, initially, right, and this is why I kind of just honestly I left the story alone after I saw the video because I didn't want to just go down that rabbit hole. But the initial story that I heard, that I read, was that he was in the hospital and that they visit him in the hospital and basically learned that his injuries were so severe that he was going to miss significant time. Like, this is the part of what I heard.
Right.
So then when I then see a video of him calmly walking through the front door on the same day after the accident, I just kind of tucked it away. I was like, I'm going to leave this alone. Like,
don't do that. Don't do that, though, because whether it was a real one or not, there was a limp. You know what I'm saying? My man did have a limp. And if they are saying, I think at the time it was what we were hearing was the ribs.
They yeah, say broke two ribs, nigga.
Okay, so like, I mean, we
why
can't visibly.
Why go home?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't think straight sometimes, bro. Like, I don't understand. Like,
hey, niggas on their boys in the hood. You remember yeah. Ricky got shot? Niggas didn't go to the hospital. That nigga brought him home to die on the couch, nigga. Like,
I was just so confused. Like, if you injured and then you, like, when was he in the hospital, though? For real? Like, when, like, that happened later?
Yeah.
Go to the hospital? What's this, like, like, if we're gonna get into it, like, what's the actual story and why did they report it that way?
This is the story.
Go ahead, Juju.
I got conspiracy theory, so I'm just wait till let's get out of fat side first.
All right, so this is the thing. If he got hurt, speedy recovery, bro, whatever it is. My thing is, Jerv, as the resident Philadelphia host on this pod, tell us about this particular neighborhood, not the neighborhood, what actually goes on, but like. How is Philly surveillance in the city?
So there are certain parts of Philadelphia that are just populated with certain demographics that requires, in the city's eyes, a lot of cameras, right? We want to make sure everybody's good. You know, cameras might not be in some neighborhoods, but they're everywhere in some neighborhoods. And I could be wrong, but I'm like 90% sure that this particular neighborhood has a shitload of cameras. The intersection, and I've actually never really heard like the actual intersection. I didn't do enough like deep diving and reading. I've just been doing like, you know, I would call getting my Negro news, you know, my clips from, you know, from my sources, you know what I'm saying? So forgive me, I have not read the exact intersection, but I know on camera because it's one of those areas where like, hey, I would just advise you, relax in those areas. You know what I'm saying? Don't do too much out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do too much on a fun vibe, but if your things is with you with the shits and giggles, might not, you know what I mean? Might not want to shit and giggle in that neighborhood. You know what I mean? You might want to just giggle and then shit somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's rather odd that you know, that there's no camera for this. And also, like, being that it's Philly, when we first talked about this in the group chat, like bringing the group chat to light, first thing I said, because I think this happened. The first incident happened like right after we recorded, right? I believe when this thing happened, the first thing I said was, yo, Don't worry, y'all. We fool with Bull. Niggas gonna know, all right? This ain't the type of town that, like, if you fuck with one of ours, we not, like, yo, this is the wrong town to fuck with one of ours. And he was hooping, so we fuck with him.
So he qualify as one of y'all's.
Listen, as of right now, 5 games in, you know, now the tides could have turned. You know what I'm saying? 10 games in, the tides could turn. You know what I'm saying? He could start getting on some old shit and then be not our guy no more. You know what I'm saying? He don't got enough longevity.
There's no way in hell that a hit and run could happen in this city and no one not know.
Nah. Niggas know everything here, dog.
Everything.
I'm telling you right now. Everything. It's just some stuff we choose to bring to light and some stuff we don't. I don't know anything. Let me just make that clear, because I am a civilian. I don't know nothing. Niggas don't even tell me nothing. I don't even be, I mean, who am I? I don't got no ear to the ground. I'm just a civilian. But I just know niggas know.
So with that being said, we got to bring in Juju, because the next logical question is, what's the story? What's the conspiracy theory, Juju? What you think?
Exactly. I feel like somebody done put the paws on that boy. Somebody told that boy, don't cross the railroad tracks on their bike no more. And he done crossed that motherfucker. They gave him sternums, real shots. I take your ass home, and we better not hear about this shit on the news or else. We know where you live. You live right around the corner in that goddamn apartment with the ring light on it. So goddamn, keep it cool. Allegedly.
Hey, so hold up. Wait, just to add to your theory, Juju, my bad, Trey, to add to your theory, because, you know, TMZ got the clip, right?
Yeah.
Could said people that did this be showing a warning shot of, like, they have some way can get the ring footage, and they leaked it as a warning shot, like, hey, my man, we told you to relax. Yeah, you saying a little too. Okay. You know what? Yeah. I'm a rock with that, bro. I kind of like that theory, y'all.
State property. I'm talking about not the state property side of Philadelphia. I'm talking about the southeast side, whatever the white side of Philly.
Trust me, it's more than that little aerial shot that they show when they going over stadiums and shit, my nigga. They don't show some parts.
Yeah. He's over there doing too much. You know what I mean? He watching Creed too much, thinking he can fucking ride the bike. Niggas got Creed got Philadelphia fucked up.
Niggas think that's Rocky.
Get your ass off the bicycle, Kelly Oubre. Get your
basketball players. Basketball players, stay your ass off bicycles, please, please. That's all we ask. You lobbed me up for a ring camera mention. Yo, is ring cameras good or bad? Because I feel like it's more incriminating, but then also sometimes it'd be some good shit because you find out like what actually happened.
Yeah.
But the idea that TMZ was able to get this footage, I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like I want the footage, right? Obviously, I want to know what's going on in front of the crib. But I think like that's the risk with everything now. Like same with a smartphone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to be able to do all of this. But you know, if it came down to it, if you turn on some Chris Dorner or whatever, you was anti-establishment, niggas could go through your iCloud, nigga, quick. You know what I'm saying? Right. All your shit getting hacked immediately. So, you know, like that's just, I think, the nature of the business of the world we in. Like, we can't even really shake it at this point.
Yeah, I guess I'm jumping a gun in that situation because I'm acting like them niggas that be like anti something, right?
Right.
And you be like, nigga, but you do this. You know what I'm saying? We gotta, you gotta do hand in hand in them particular situations, because a nigga could be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that because of this. And they'd be right. Like, nigga, but you got an iPhone, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or a nigga be like, I ain't signing over my rights, nigga. You know they'll take your images if you do this. Like, nigga, what else you been using that other app?
Nigga,
doing?
You got a driver's license. Like, what the right. fuck?
So let me ask y'all this, right? Because that makes me think, I know I could never do this shit. Could y'all see yourselves, whatever perfect scenario you needed to be, your money is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like you can buy whatever, whatever the case. Could y'all go off the grid? Like if you had the perfect situation?
Forever?
Yeah.
Like be one of the people just off the grid.
I could do it for a little bit. I was gonna say I could do it for a little bit, probably maybe a few years, but I would want to come back and like pop up on niggas like
on your Leon from Snowfall shit.
Juju, yeah. You think you could do it?
Yeah, I went off the grid. I went off the grid from 2017 to 2019. So
niggas could not find you at all for a minute.
Well, they could. I mean, niggas just wasn't looking or checking for me. I was depressed in the motherfucker. I was doing music hard. I was doing, I was went on tour with folks, and then my partner got murked, and he was the person who taught me how to do all like the SoundCloud or get your numbers and streaming wise. He got murked, and then my me and my girlfriend broke up, and I was sleeping outside. I was so embarrassed by that I didn't tell my partners, like, yo, I'm fucked up, because all my partners like, bro, how was the tour? How was this? How was that? Bro, I know you making money now, huh? Nigga, I'm sleeping beside Glass Night Chicken and Waffles here in Atlanta. So I went off the grid for about a good year and a half, but luckily, God brought me back on that.
So you're capable of doing it. I think we're all capable of doing it, but by choice, would you go off the grid? Hold on, Jerv. Would you go off the grid if you were like financially stable and set and just was like, fuck this, I'm out?
Me personally, if I'm good, yeah, for sure. Because off the grid now is the wave. It's like if I can wake up and give me some potato chips and my routine and just have a beach to look at, I'm gravy. Like, I don't need to talk to folks about nothing.
So you saying even if you was up, you wouldn't be like, you know what, I'm gonna go to the Eagles game, Bills game, I'm gonna pull up, I'm gonna go. Cause I feel like that's a part of being off the grid, is like, if you really straight, I feel like naturally you want to interact with people or things that you like, you know what I'm saying? Off the grid is like, nigga, you bought you a big ass spot in Wyoming and it's you and your family, you know what I'm saying?
Like no cell phones, no nothing, right? Like that's the key. Like you can't search the internet.
Yeah, you got a flip phone.
None of that shit.
You a flip phone, nigga, and like
it's all word of mouth
somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, all word of mouth.
And you got a desktop.
You could probably still go. I would imagine. No, let me ask this, right? Cause I envision what you were saying, Jay. That's what I think off the grid is, you know, like being somewhere, even what you said, Juju, like I can be in, you know, some random island, built a little crib, got enough money. I got some teachers and all type shit, teach my kid, like all that shit. Right. But could I technically be off the grid? Right. I do all that. But like on Sundays, I just like take my little private jet that I know how to fly. Oh no, because I gotta fly into an airport.
But the helipad, get the helipad, man. And you just niggas don't even know you the damn mascot or some shit. You just in the bird every week. Nigga like, oh, so damn,
my definition of off the grid is like outskirts, like you can't even pick up the phone to reach this person,
right?
There's no service. It's literally no service, and you've cut off all connection to anything, right? Like truly somebody has to like go pull up on you and find you to be like, hey bro, where you been? We ain't seen you. I'm actually thinking about you. Like, what's up? Everything good? And you like, oh yeah, I'm good, bro. I'll just be living out here. I personally don't think I could do it. I like to think I'm alone, but I think being introduced to technology now, I kind of need some sort of in the know, because I just be in my mind, I'd be too curious about way too much shit, and I don't know if I could just be like oblivious
to everything. Yeah.
To everything. And I used to do the whole when Lent, I would do the Lent shit where I get off social media, and that shit used to be so stupid to me, right? Because I'd be like, I'm not addicted to social media, but like it is freeing and you're more like disciplined. But like sitting at a dinner table or sitting out with your homies and everybody on their phone and you just being the dickhead, like I'm off the grid, right? And niggas like, oh, you ain't here? And I'm like, nah, I didn't. And they like, oh, this nigga think he too cool. He don't want to be on. And it's like, nah, I just tried to like, but I'm curious. I'm so curious because I'm not engaged no more. Right. Like, I don't know if I could accept that because it's what I'm used to. Something tragically would have to make me be pissed off and want to disconnect from the world. Like, that's I would have saying. To be like, I would have to lose it.
I could foresee that happening in a way. Like, I was like, to me, just on some, like, just because I do art and like, you know, movies and all that type of shit. And I feel like that's what happens to directors, because you pour a lot of emotion into your art. And whether you get a good reception or a bad reception, like either one of those things could kind of send you in a different direction, you know? So I could see that happening in the course of my life if I was like, whatever, you know, nigga could be 42, 58 or whatever. And you do some, either some great shit or some shit nigga saw was whack. Nigga, I might be like, fuck y'all niggas. Like, I'm out of here. and just not come back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen enough. I already know what y'all doing, and I don't care what else is going on. Like, I'm over all this shit.
Like, you can't get, I imagine you, like, you can't go to the market, none of that shit, right? Like, you gotta be doing like your own food, no, you, all that shit.
You can, but I'm just talking about you have to be to a point.
Oh, okay.
Where think about it, it's middle of America places that are technically off the grid cities where right. they just don't have any interest of certain shit. I think I was talking to I was talking about Monty Jones about, I think, Mississippi, right? And there's actually a place. No, it wasn't Bo. It was one of my coworkers. He said he went to Mississippi and there was a city in Mississippi that did not have a movie theater that was like, you had to go like damn near 20 to 30 miles. It's still to this day, they do not have a movie theater. And that's like mind blowing when we come from like such big cities where it's like, nigga, y'all don't got a movie theater.
Right.
So it's some people that
get excited. Gotta have an old school joint, like little dollar joint.
I would say me and Amin mentioned this last week. Dave Chappelle kind of low key went off the grid. Like after Chappelle,
I mean, he lives in a small town, but again, the shit that comes with him is the annoyance of people who love that. He brings that unnecessary gravity because people are looking for him.
But I'm saying that nature kind of changed recently, right? Like, but he was off the grid from like, when did the show finish? Like 2005 or some shit, all the way up until like maybe 2014, 15. Like he was peaced out for a while. Where it was
when
like,
when you think about off the grid too, what people start to make up about you because they can't reach you. People start to talk about you because they can't reach you anymore. So like, if you were to disappear hypothetically, what rumor would a nigga start about you? If a nigga ain't just, you was there and you like poof, you didn't die, but you're just poof. What rumor would come up? What would niggas assume happened to you?
Niggas would probably think I got money and just left. For real. It's like, oh, that nigga got some money. Now that nigga don't want to fuck with niggas no more. That's exactly who I think niggas would say.
I think niggas be like, that nigga dead. I don't know. Like, if I just push, it's gonna be so much shit that people who I just come into contact every day with, it's gonna be so many question marks that I have to be dead. You feel me? Cause Dan don't start hearing me why I ain't post some shit or something like that. I'm like, oh, 3 days in, my boy RIP. They post something out for him, at least.
Or
I can go off the grid though. If something happened to my mama, my dad, and my brother. Shit, take me off the grid, bro. I don't give a damn what the opinion is about me. I don't give a damn who win the games. I don't give a fuck. Not about none of it for real. Well, can I have streaming service wherever I am in my hood?
Right, yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, you off the grid, my
dude. You got internet. You got internet.
No, you're too far. You make a nigga Amish. Like,
no, that's off the grid, bro. Off the grid is no footprint. If you use the internet, you have a footprint.
Hey, this
no,
nigga Jason trying to cheat, Juju.
Off the grid is not tapping in. Okay. Off the grid.
No, that's taking a break. Okay. Off the grid is off the grid.
Can I have access to a boat that gives me direct line to Netflix headquarters so I can just get the CDs of what's done came out?
No, but this is what you could do. Hear me out. You just put me on, right? Okay. Bet you could buy yourself an old school TV that has the DVD player in it, right?
Yeah.
You could go stock up on, before you go off the grid, go get your DVD collection and then move to a town that has a used DVD type store. And you off the grid, so you catching things late, but you don't even know you catching things late.
Hey,
you just going to the DVD shop and you like, oh shit, such and such came out. Pay cash.
But wait,
the Equalizer 2 came out.
Hold on, Jason and Juju. Look, hold on. I looked it up. Now, according to Oxford Webster Dictionary, off the grid, not using or depending on public utilities, especially the supply of electricity.
Nah, that's crazy. But see, we got to update that.
Right. Because we got to start a fire.
No.
Can my girl go off the grid?
No.
Grid.
How you going?
Yeah, people go off the grid all the time with their peoples. Yes, you can go off the grid. You and your lady can definitely go off the grid.
And I'm never going off the grid, bro, because that's crazy. I'm talking about some regular American nigga. I live in a... in a cool town with a ranch. Like I said, like Dave Chappelle, and niggas just don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's off the grid to me.
No, you just moved away from the bullshit. And that's what a lot of people, I could do that.
I think that's what niggas mean, though. I think that's the implied.
That's not off the grid, bro.
That's some cool shit.
You chilling.
What you doing is just taking a break.
You out the way.
But I'm also adding a technological thing. Like, I'm off social media. I don't have a regular cell phone. I got a flip phone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you still have a bill. Like, people can find off the grid means that unless someone knows exactly where you're at, no one technically knows where you're at, except for like the one person that technically helped you get off the grid or the people that helped you get off the grid.
And
even still, the person that probably helped you get off the grid, you give them specific instructions not to give up your whereabouts. That's right. Off the grid.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all talking about some American Sniper next level.
I wasn't talking about that, but I would never do that. And we're talking about being off the grid, right?
Right.
Could you go off the grid? And I'm talking about the literal off the grid, not the taking a break.
Oh, dog, I pray for that day every day.
Okay, tell us more.
He don't know what it means. I already see the look in his eyes.
I know what it means. What are you talking about? Dog, I have a whole plan. I got a whole plan of how, like, one day.
Okay, give us the one that people won't bite or steal, or try to find you like some motherfucking Where's Waldo shit. Go ahead.
You got to go somewhere that nobody wants to be. Like, everyone's like, I'm gonna go off the grid to Aruba. Like, no. You got to go to the dirt. You got to go somewhere like. I ain't gonna name it, but like
Detroit.
No, I'm talking about.
Chad, I don't want no problems with Detroit. I'm cool.
Even Detroit, you gotta go. First of all, like, even being black is gonna be an eyebrow raiser for many of the people.
Yeah. That's why I said Detroit, because you blend in.
No. I'm talking about you gotta go to like Cheyenne, Wyoming, somewhere like that.
I ain't gonna lie, my college town would be an off the grid joint. Absolutely. Niggas would never see me. If I went to Forest City, Iowa, niggas would never see me ever again, bro. Like, I could literally just work there, like on some bullshit, and just be living there and with no internet. But the thing is, I think you just age so quickly. I think you just get so washed, like unridiculously trying to live off the land.
That's the point. Yeah. What are you trying to look young for? What are you trying to be?
Nah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're just trying to.
You're done.
Yeah. You got no worries.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. You're right. Damn.
You got to bring somebody with you to go off the grid, though.
I don't think nobody else could do it, bro. I mean, I start a family off the grid for sure.
But I mean, you going no electricity, you mean?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's my.
All right.
No,
you can go solar.
No internet is the extent, but I'm not camping. I'm not gonna camp.
I need a stove.
Yeah,
this nigga Jason was trying to find. Well, no, it wasn't just the electricity, bro. It was something else. We not gonna act like the electricity was the deal breaker. I know you wasn't with electricity, but I feel like you were still trying to find a way to like stream shit and shit.
I was going to live a little extravagant. I was definitely trying to watch Hulu. For sure.
Without like my nigga, you got an account. You got a footprint.
You on the grid. You are smack dab on the grid.
You're still going to get junk mail.
I mean, he just want to take a break. He just want to take a break.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is why I don't think electricity counts, because you could get electricity and like ain't nobody going to know shit. But once you get internet access, now you got an IP address. Now that's
definitely on the grid. Yeah, once you got Spectrum setting up.
Like this nigga over here keeping up with everything. He know who got traded. This nigga know everything.
That's
bro.
Not off the nigga. That's you in the middle of the grid at that point. You just watch people up.
Can you get a prepaid hotspot? Now hear me out. Can you get a prepaid hotspot?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to help Jay out because Jay trying to watch Hulu, my nigga. Like I'm trying to help you.
No, I promise you, there's nothing on Hulu that's that like compelling where I'm gonna jeopardize my off the gridness
Like I said, Hulu has live sports, so it's definitely some games.
You watch sports, my nigga?
For sure. Hey. That's the one thing that would probably keep me, I mean, if we're being honest, that's probably the one thing that keeps me tied into society. Like, after all of the bullshit, like, when you're done with people, like, you just want to watch the game or chill, like, it's niggas zen. You feel me? Like,
it ain't no zen, though, because if your team getting smacked, nigga, that's stress.
No, it is, but I'm just saying,
tell y'all exactly what I'm going to do. The last month before I leave, I'm downloading so much porn. Just like terabytes and terabytes of porn.
You're going to be like Tisha Campbell, daddy.
Tisha Campbell, you daddy. Download? Like, not downloading me. Don't download. That's nasty work.
No, but I'm I'm going off the grid. If I'm going
But just buy a DVD player and then get mad DVDs.
Hey, he's no,
hoarding.
No,
where am I buying porn
DVDs? The pawn shop.
They still got them little dirty fucking stores in New York, I bet you. Nah, right around Times Square.
I'm downloading everything. You start seeing like, man, I've never seen this many downloads in a 24-hour period. That's me getting ready to go.
Hey, that nigga gonna get torrent viruses and all that shit.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, Amin, you just joined us. Why don't NBA guys throw punches?
Because the penalties are so severe. Like back in the day, motherfucker would punch somebody and the refs would be like, hey, knock it out. Foul. And that's it. And then we just keep playing. Mm. But now it's like, first of all, your suspension, your ejection, you're going to get fined for that. Then your suspension, however many game checks you're getting, missed out of that. So it's like they made it so, like, even getting up off the bench to see what's going on, you getting fined and perhaps even suspended for that. So they made the penalty so harsh. It's like, yeah, I want to fuck you up, but it's like, is it worth it? It's not really worth it, which is why I said, if you gave Draymond the opportunity to do what he did, 10 times out of 10, he'd do it again. Because that's the nigga that did the math and said, I'll never get a clean shot like this where people are going to be like, well, he was holding Clay or whatever. So he did it, and he, like, for 5 games, it ain't shit, man. I'll pay that shit. If I
was fuck Draymond. It. Fuck it, because them 5 games ain't going to change the season. That nigga going to be like, all right, cool. And this is the first thing. I don't know. I was looking at it in a situation, right? And I was talking to the guys, and I looked at it. I won't say the player's name, but he said he would get into it with niggas in between the lines because he knew they didn't want to pay the fine. So he would throw the ball at niggas, push them, do all these different things, right? Because he knew, like, the nigga not going to get at me, you know what I mean? Because this is another thing. It's the fine, but then if you really are known for a nigga for throwing a punch in this era, and you not the untouchables, you know, it's a couple untouchables where them niggas, if Steph really got mad, he would never do it because he can't break character.
Right.
But, you know, if a nigga, if Bron really just body slammed a nigga or socked a nigga, nigga's going to be like, okay, he going to be the untouchable. But let a nigga like, I'm just trying to think of a nigga like, Isaiah Stewart.
Isaiah Stewart is what I'm thinking about, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let a nigga really fire on Bron, nigga. His career over.
Yeah.
It's over, bro. So you got to be logical. Like, you'd be like, oh, nigga, look at these niggas. Hold me back. It's like, nah, nigga, you got to think about if you connect a nigga or you really break a nigga jaw.
It's a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
So Patrick Beverly said he do that to people to kind of go them. Wow, I didn't know that.
shout out to Pat Bev, yo.
I love Pat Bev, bro. I know he annoying to a lot of people, but like, yeah, what's I mean, because here's the thing.
He's rocking the right colors right now.
You hate Pat Beverly if you playing against Pat Beverly. If you got a Pat Beverly on your team, I love that nigga, bro.
No, bro, when he was
for the first three quarters.
Niggas are not, bro. You're guaranteed for.
I love Dylan Brooks too, though.
For ill timed Pat Beverly three point air ball, bro. Like, that train is never late.
With all due respect to Pat Beverly, you shouldn't. And I'm not saying the Lakers were. So this is not about to turn into me talking about your team because I'm not. You shouldn't be relying on Pat Bev to do any of that shit other than.
Niggas fucking distribute the rock and play some defense.
He
just told you stop relying on him. The nigga just trying to do that shit.
Exactly. Yeah, he's doing it.
It's an ill
time. All right, my nigga, like, let the nigga shoot once or twice. It's all good for the defense you going to get. I mean, listen, it's cool. Just not in the fourth quarter. We good. Like, fourth quarter, I don't need to see him on the floor.
That's why I said ill time, bro, because that's his calling card. Like, he takes a bad shot and airballs it at the wrong time all the time. Like, my nigga, do that shit at the beginning of the game.
Did y'all see the video? It was PJ Tucker, Evan Turner, and Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was dying.
That's the realest combo, though. Because that nigga was like, that nigga said, nigga, if I worked on my three, I probably would have a better career, nigga. But like, again, y'all relying on me to shoot threes, some shit I don't do. And then PJ was over there talking about shit. If I'm out there, nigga, I'm going to get them 2 shots that I get.
Like, I'm getting 2 shots. You can't call it a bad shot. I only got 2 shots.
Yo, like, think about that, Jason. Like,
when did I ever tell you that
did
I
you shoot
three? I'm saying, think about this. If this is our five and we go into the gym, Juju, our best scorer, Amin gets buckets, Jerv, our rebounder. I'm the point guard. I just pass, and you are.
I'm not the rebounder. I'm the corner three guy.
Okay, whatever it is, but you know Juju and Amin is taking the most shots, right? Mm-hmm, and you finally get the ball, nigga. Listen, you been getting cardio all. We don't want 6 straight, but you in your mind, you like, nigga, I didn't come out here just to run, right. Like, nigga. I done ran up and down. We done won 6 times, and you finally get a long rebound that come to you. You not going to chuck it?
Oh, of course. Of course. But I'm just saying, it's an NBA game, my nigga.
So Pat Bev can't check it?
No, because that's what we talk about niggas not socking niggas for the bread. Like, you costing yourself money shooting these shots because you trying to get your nasty ass shot off, my nigga. You would be more value if you knew your shit was trash.
Trey, but to be 20% from three this year. Like,
come on, bro. Come on.
Hey, like, bro.
But how many is he taking though?
Just
he's
one
only taking game, probably. Bro. He probably took.
I would say 80% of them he shouldn't have taken. How about that?
Of course, of course.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Whatever it was, 80% of them he shouldn't have taken.
For sure.
Keep playing that good defense, Pat Bev.
Oh my god, man!
We fuck with you right now.
Shout out to Pat Bev. I posted something the other day on Threads talking about the top five villains. Right?
Threads.
Who are? Yeah,
like it's still on Threads.
Hey, man, y'all better get it. Hey, Amin, thank you. Y'all can act like that if y'all want.
I see you in Vegas, me, for the cup.
By the way,
can I just throw a little flag real quick?
Uh-huh.
Hey, my nigga, you know there's five people in the chat, fam. You do all this little gem dropping and all your little shits, and you just be tagging Amin, you be tagging Jason, you be tagging Juju. I'm like, yo, what is the kid chop liver? Can I get a tag? Like, damn, dog, I like to live too.
Hey, look, you gotta show me more. You too emotional. You're too emotional fan. You gotta take your emotional fan hat off. Can you cover the NBA without talking trash to everybody else?
Not the E word.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I'd have to put myself through a little ringer just to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get ready, though, dog.
It's not a reach.
I gotta get ready.
Juju, you discuss the NFL comfortably. You have a team, but you could comfortably talk about other teams without the negativity. Jerv cannot. He has no capacity, bro. He gonna say something slick regardless.
I watch this dude really die, bro,
before he talk about anybody else's team, bro.
I just can't give certain teams love. That's all it is, yo. But I'm working on it, yo. I'm working on it, yo.
Until you ready to play the game, I can't take, bro.
Hey, let's do a test. What's the best team in the NFL, in NBA right now, as far as record, Jerv?
Okay, it's the Boston Celtics, yo.
say one nice thing about the Boston Celtics, Jerv.
I can't do that. I fool with Jason Tatum.
Why?
He went to Duke, my nigga. Like, he gets a pass.
Okay. Say a second thing with somebody non-Duke related about the Boston Celtics.
Okay. What's my name? Brown. Hey, listen, his left is getting, you know, what's it looks like it looked like he might have worked on it a little bit.
Yo, that's crazy. Okay. The highest paid nigga in the NBA.
What's my man's name? Brown.
What's my
hey, this nigga the highest paid player right now. You
I fool with that coach though. He seemed like a nice guy.
Missoula.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy, man. You know, I'm happy for him.
See? And Juju, this is why.
Hey,
I mean, tagging this nigga.
I mean, you seen we had the conversation about Harden and the Clippers last week. Yeah. The niggas didn't get a win until what was it the other night?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Bro,
because my nigga Russ stood up.
Here's the thing.
Good job, Clippers. I don't believe that Russ wanted to do that. I love the leak though. Shout out to Chris Haynes. But I don't personally believe that Russ wanted to sit there because you know why? After they won, that nigga didn't want to talk to nobody. He didn't want to talk to nobody, not a soul. He was not happy about that win. If he don't win his way.
Right.
No, he was definitely hoping on like, I'm going to come off the bench, then it ain't going to work. Then we're like, well, that clearly wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
It was like the first time you did it, it was like, oh, wow.
And he was brought in to be that nigga's replacement. So it's kind of like, it's tricky too, because they friends. Right. And you kind of happy about a nigga doing the shit.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't never seen Kawhi react that way either. That nigga jumped out his braids.
Won't be reacting like that. Won't be reacting like that in fucking May. I'll tell you that much.
Look, see? Look at his hate.
I'll tell you that much.
Anyway, say, I love it.
Shit.
Yo, speaking of D-Wade, dog, did y'all see this nigga say he has a bone broth hair color?
No, I didn't see that.
Huh? Did you see the pink goddamn vest that motherfucker wore?
That's what I thought you was about to mention.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm talking about. Look, bro, he could wear whatever he want. I wear crop tops too, bro. But I'm talking about the motherfucking bone bra. No.
In Trey's defense, the nigga had another shirt under the crop top. So okay. It wasn't
fair. Enjoy. I didn't have belly button out, nigga. You know,
I was like, nigga, is that a crop top?
Yes. In our defense, we just want to make it clear. We recognize that other shirt, but we did proceed to give our opinions about the crop top. I don't want to make motherfuckers think that, you know, we right. Just kind of was.
Crop, man. And it was a crop top by accident, right, Trey? Like,
yeah.
Sauce on it. It wasn't
so
just like
it was. It's actually a shirt. Top. It's actually a shirt I really love. I didn't want to get rid of it. I didn't want to. It was soy sauce. If niggas ever deal with soy sauce is. I don't know what's in soy sauce that much to make it not come out. That red wine and something else that just is like really hard to get out. I used the whiteout pen. I did everything. So one of the young residents at our job was like, "Yo, you should make it into a crop top." I'm like, "How you do that?" I took off my shirt. I had a Charles the Young. My I'm bad. Not old. Right. So in this particular situation, I am old. I'm sorry. Correction.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Jerk.
So I was like, wait, what?
They lay my t-shirt down. They tape it down to the ground, drew a line, and then cut it. So I'm like, hold on. You getting a little too high because I can't, you know.
How high was they going?
Honestly, they was trying to show bottom rib.
Yeah. They was, bottom they rib?
Show, they was trying to show
ooh,
bottom
that's
rib.
That's nasty.
And I was like, that's a little too high.
They was trying
that's
to get
too high.
Giving you that Playboy Cardi look.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to show the little, you know, the little handle on the side. You feel me? Like go.
Oh no, hell nah. No. Yeah. No.
The Tizo touchdown. My nigga.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying?
Hey, so hell, bro. I will say I got a lot of compliments from the young women. So I just moved with it. I you know, it's not a thing. I got two. You know what I'm saying?
Two. Whoa. That's a thing, my guy.
I got two. Because that's the one you teased me about, Jerv, the McDonald's joint. The one I ran in. I was working out in the joint. I ran in that one. I thought I was motherfucking Bo Jackson. You feel me? So I was working out in that one. And the other one I actually wore with clothes. So again, it's cold. So stomach is covered. You know, no freak bull. No hanging freak bull out here. You know what I'm saying? We out here, you know what I mean? I'm out in my little nice little Komodo. You know, I'm about to go to the game a little late.
I did. Come on, this thing. Okay. Yeah. Yo, you're so trendy and fashionable, my guy. Like, it's like, shout out to you, fam. Like, yo, you are.
You're not you cold are, in that though, Trey.
It's actually warm, bro.
I'm nah, like, you go out, you know he got probably outside. Like a thermal or something on.
You gonna wear that outside?
Right, he probably got one of them.
I love Juju. I love Juju. Juju do not give a fuck. He gonna flame your ass. He don't give a fuck how much it costs. He don't give a fuck how I look on you. He don't give a fuck if Beyonce complimented you on that nigga. He gonna light your ass up, boy. So
exactly, man. But we wearing essentials with it on it, so that make it.
You have a belt?
That's a baggy ass hoodie, bro. I don't know if you guys say essentialist.
It's a you know that's
what
shit whack.
What color belt is it?
Yeah, what color belt, yo?
No belt. I'm dressed like
what's tying it up?
Do you have white socks on?
All right, man.
He got a brown belt from an actual karate.
You got it.
You know what I mean? We got the little joints.
Do you have like the Times on or something? Whatever them joints is called.
So I also got some. I got some. What are those right here? You know what I'm saying? That I'm wearing with them. You know what I mean?
This is a tie. I'm gonna get Taekwondo right now.
Oh shit. I like
some
that.
I got some what are those with these. You know what I'm saying?
Taekwondo. Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah, he's trolling.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm out here. No, I'm at the game. Hey, game.
But,
you know what I mean?
But is it not cold outside with that on? Good. Have you been outside?
Yeah, I walked to the juice spot. I got me a little you know what I mean, a little immune booster earlier.
What's the weather like in New York right now?
54.
Oh, you gonna wear a coat? Yeah,
no, I'm wearing this.
I'm finna pull up.
You're not gonna wear a coat. It's 50 degrees outside.
And you brother. But what happens when the game is over and it's like 30 degrees? You
when the game over, he going straight to the Kumite to fight for the to the death.
Oh my god! I hate y'all niggas, man. I really, I love and hate y'all niggas.
That was a little way LeBron live right there.
That nigga said the Kumite, bro. I don't even know what that is.
That's a different blood sport.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My nigga Jean-Claude Van Damme. Movie.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Shout out to Justin Tinsley from Anthony for joining us. Shout out to Juju and Jason and Jerv and Trey. I'm Amino Hassan reminding you all to stay black, motherfucker.